Michelle Nunn, the party's presumptive U.S. Senate nominee, began with a shout-out to the party's two new candidates for lieutenant governor and governor.
How exhilarated I am that Connie Stokes and Jason Carter are going to be joining me on the ballot in 2014.
In particular, Nunn and Carter, both offspring of major political figures nationally and statewide, have re-energized the party's base. That's according to Georgia's Senate Minority Leader Steve Henson.
It's been years since we've seen this kind of excitement and energy. We've got such good candidates that are announcing for office, and we've got so many important issues to talk about. This excitement level is just off the scale.
As recently as May, the party had only $30,000 on hand and was said to be bordering on insolvency. Newly elected party chairman DeBose Porter says efforts to get the organization's financial house in order are working. He said a new small donation program is bringing in $10,000 a month, which they hope to double next year.
People are committing through the end of 2014 to give an average of $25 a month. We double this, and you'll have enough to pay for the staff, and you use events like this to put into races, and we haven't been able to do that in a decade.
The fundraising networks of Nunn and Carter will help. Carter has yet to file a campaign disclosure, but Nunn, in just a few months, has raised more than $1.7 million. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.